Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at bryantpark.org. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Torre. With such a plethora of ways to listen to us, how can you not? Coming up, The Week in Iraq with Jeffrey Goldberg of the Atlantic Monthly. We're talking to Jeffrey Toobin. And we're also getting into people who believe in Jedi churches.
Yes.
Star Wars as religion for real.
It's true.
But first, the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks to Ray. Good morning, everyone. We'll start off with some news out of the Middle East. First, in Lebanon, where a bomb blast went off in Beirut today, killing at least five people, including a top police official who dealt with terrorist operations there. The blast ripped through morning traffic below an overpass in a mainly Christian part of Beirut. The explosion occurred 10 days after a car bomb damaged a U.S. diplomatic car in the Lebanese capital, killing three and wounding 16. To Egypt now, where security forces there have begun to stem the flow of Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip. Thousands of Palestinians crossed the border earlier this week after militants blew up the wall separating Gaza from Egypt. The United Nations says that at least 700,000 people, nearly half of Gaza's population, have crossed into Egypt to stock up on supplies in defiance of an Israeli blockade. The BBC's Aline Mafoul is there.
After standing by and watching for 2 days, Egyptian security forces are now trying to intervene, stopping Palestinians entering Egypt but allowing them to return to Gaza. It'll be a difficult job, though, with more than half of the border fence destroyed. But Egypt has come under considerable pressure from Israel to reseal the border. Israel says it's worried about militant groups using the freedom of movement to bolster their weaponry stores.
The BBC's Aline Mafoul. Over to this part of the world now and the wild world of politics. Can't even get it out. Two newspapers making news today. The New York Times editorial board has released its endorsements for the 2008 presidential primaries. Their picks, Hillary Clinton for the Democrats and John McCain on the Republican side. It was pretty much a direct snub of former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who had this to say in response.
I changed welfare. I changed quality of life. I took on homelessness. I did all the things that they thought make you mean, and I believe show true compassion and true love for people.
The Times said Giuliani has exploited the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, calling him a narrow, obsessively secretive and vindictive man. That's a quote. It called McCain the best of a flawed Republican field. And staying with the GOP, Republican candidates gathered in Florida for yet another debate. What happened? Here's NPR's Scott Horsley to tell us.
Republican White House hopefuls each touted their own economic credentials as the best medicine for an ailing U.S. economy. Mitt Romney stressed his business background. Mike Huckabee spoke of his compassion for the working class. And John McCain highlighted his efforts to cut government spending. McCain echoed his Republican rivals, saying in addition to this week's stimulus package, the government should make President Bush's earlier tax cuts permanent.
If people and businesses and families in America are now planning their 2010 budget, there's a great deal of uncertainty. And if we don't make the tax cuts permanent, then they will experience what amounts to a tax increase.
Polls show McCain with a narrow lead in Florida heading into Tuesday's primary, with Romney close behind.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley, and that is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.